Hello, welcome to another broadcast of Business Way Outside the Box, sponsored by PR Works, based in Plymouth, Mass., America's hometown. I'm your host, Steve Dubin. And on a monthly basis, we highlight a business that is way outside the box or conducts business in an unusual way. We have someone with us today who does both of those things. Let me introduce you to Mark Parrish from Crescent Ridge Dairy. Welcome, Mark.
Hi, Steve. Thank you very much for having me.
It's a pleasure. So, Mark, I know that you are third generation in the Crescent Ridge business, and I know that you've helped morph it into a very different business than it was when your grandfather started it. And maybe you can tell us a little bit about that.
Well, yes, my grandfather and grandmother purchased this farm, this working farm, in 1932. And if you put it in context with what's going on in the world today, they purchased the farm in the height of the Depression. So they had lots of challenges and difficulties and so much to work through in those early years and then through the war. I grew up in the business, loved it as a boy and through school. And then when I got out of college in the early 80s, I worked in Chicago for 13 or 14 years and then had been back here where my heart has been for 25 years since then.
Okay. And you know, you started as a really traditional milk and dairy delivery business, correct?
Yeah, so traditional, you know, milk and dairy, that was kind of exclusively what we sold off of our trucks. Really from the beginning days with my grandparents and my father and uncle, and really in through the 70s and into the 80s. At that point in the 80s, we began expanding. I wasn't here, but the family started to broaden, some of the offerings that we were providing. It was sort of, I would say, convenience was sort of driving the value then, and they broadened a lot of the categories then. So that was really the first time, I think, that in terms of the delivery business, the items, what we were offering had changed.
And Mark, one of the differentiators is that not only did you greatly expand the kinds of things that you deliver, but there's a real focus on sort of farm to truck to table now. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Yes. Yeah. So I think, you know, in the last few years, our customers really, we learned, we're looking really for local products, you know, products from the farm, not only our own farm, where we started to develop our own beef program and pasture-raised pork program. And we sort of learned in that process that our customers really wanted a more farm-centric base of products to offer to them. So we really started to shed what I would call the national brands that we were carrying that really didn't distinguish us or differentiate us. And we took really a thoughtful, sort of careful approach to the kinds of products we were offering. And really in the last year and a half, 2 years, maybe two and a half, we've really, really expanded upon that with really good response from our customers.
And that ranges from grass-fed beef to local cheeses to local honey, right?
Yes, all of that. But as well as, produce shares from Ward's Berry Farm, seafood from Red's Best out of Boston Harbor, where there's actually a QR code on each of their one-pound packages that tells the consumer what boat and captain had taken that local fish. Capone Italian Foods, the Boston Honey Company, Sidehill Farm, Hearth Bakery, who's right out of Plymouth, where you are. Just many that have sort of been put into the portfolio. Yes.
Yeah. Well, that's great. And so, you know, you've had some challenges along the way. What I would like to start with is it's somewhat ironic that a pandemic has, you are one of, not that you're a profiteer by any means, because you're a very good community business, but the pandemic has really awoken people to the fact that it is far safer to have good, clean food delivered to you than for you to go and fight your way through a supermarket.
Yeah, we were pretty grateful that we were able to, you know, remain in business and try to, you know, take on some of this demand. You know, I should say first and foremost, you just wouldn't believe what our employees did here, particularly in those early days, and continue to do, in terms of being, you know, united as a team, trying to put out the product to the customers that really needed it. You know, it really was an essential service that allowed so many people to stay home and not risk being out there. But, you know, our people were here, and I couldn't be more proud of what I've seen in terms of, you know, the humanity to humanity statement that they made through their work.
Yeah, no, I think you're, and it sort of leads to the, to your medals and your awards behind your head of the kinds of validation you've gotten from both the marketplace and from your peers of the kinds of the kind of work you do and the products that you produce and deliver. Can you tell us a little bit about some of the awards that you have won?
Yeah, thanks, Steve. Yeah, so last year we put out 10 products to the World Dairy Expo. The World Dairy Expo has been around for about 50 years. It's an international expo in Wisconsin. And our 10 products were among many thousands of products across 27 categories that had been submitted. And we came away with 4 first place awards across those 27 categories for both our milk and our ice cream. And it was a great team achievement, a great company achievement. And as you say, it validated what we always knew in terms of the quality and consistency of the product, but we're pretty proud of it. And so some of them are here behind me.
Well, congratulations on all of that. Going back to the pandemic and a lot of the growth you've seen, what are some of your near future plans to expand and reach more customers?
Yeah, in terms of delivery, really, yeah. what we're bumping up against is you know, assets. In other words, you know, trucks and some employees. So we need. We have 2 trucks that should be arriving within the next week or two, and then another 2 that should be coming in late fall, which will allow us to open up more delivery routes. We do, unfortunately, have a waiting list of customers. We'd like to be able to you know, serve as many as we can, so getting more trucks in first is really the first. The first order of business.
And your footprint of where you currently service?
The easiest way to describe it is inside the 495 belt. So,
okay. Yeah. And you have a creamery, an ice cream stand on your, connected to your farm. And I know that most people have these great childhood and family memories of that. How is that doing, and what are the future plans for potential expansion there as well?
Well, that retail model has changed so much, as everyone knows, the model of retail in the COVID era. So where we were used to having, you know, crowds and throngs of people packed shoulder to shoulder at the windows and, you know, lining up at the fences and tables to watch the cows and the nice setting, we're not able to provide that right now. So that business is challenged because of that. And what we've done to adapt is we have what I would call an old style car hop service. So the customers come in their cars in the rear parking lot, and then they're directed to one of four lanes in the front. And our server comes out to their window. They were given a menu when they enter. And so they tell the server what they want off the menu. And that's communicated inside to the dairy bar where the order is filled. And then a runner brings the order out to their car, and off they go. So we've been operating under that model for the last 10 days or so. You know, in a couple of months prior, there were a couple of other models. We were closed for, 2.5-3 weeks until we could really evaluate how we could operate in a safe manner, for our young employees who were there and for the public. And then we were open only for curbside service, where customers would email or call their orders in. And now we've expanded to full scooping of all of our products. And it's in this, car hop, drive up type scenario. And then, we do have a retail location in Boston at the Boston Public Market. That market has remained closed. There've been conversations about at what phase it might be reopened, and among the governors and the mayor's plans, and then we'll hopefully get that open sometime this summer.
Okay. So and one of my questions is, I think I had shared with you earlier, I had a misconception that your delivery service in particular might really appeal to higher end households, gourmets, the more affluent. Can you really give me a better sense of your target customer?
Yeah, I think that is a misconception. Our customers really care deeply about, the quality of the food that they're consuming. Who they're buying it from, knowing their farmer, knowing the other local groups, and it's more a matter of quality, and knowing that it's wholesome and local and not part of the national, international, agribusiness. I think there's more trust there, so it's not really income based. It's really, I would say, food and local based in terms of who our core customer is.
Okay. And lastly, for those who want to potentially get delivery service from you or visit the your dairy bar, why don't you give us your address for the dairy bar and then maybe your website for people to look at the full complement of your menu.
Oh, great. So the dairy bar address is 407 Bay Road in Sharon, Mass. Our website is crescentridge.com. It has really all the information you need to know about both businesses, retail ice cream and our delivery businesses. I should also say that we're in 200 grocery stores in the Boston area. If you happen to be shopping at the grocery store, you can find our glass bottled milk there and know that it came from Crescent Ridge.
Well, thanks, Mark. As someone who's addicted to your ice cream, it's always a pleasure to chat with you. It's always a pleasure to visit the farm too and get some ice cream. I want to thank you for being on our podcast today. And close by saying this has been Business Way Outside the Box, sponsored by PR Works. if you feel your business is way outside the box in any way, whether it has you have an unusual business model or you conduct business in an unusual way, please contact me at prworkzone.com, and we would love to consider having you on the show. Mark, thank you so much for being with us today.
Steve, great seeing you again.